Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Load them up, boys. Where's Davy Crockett when you need them?
Hour number three. Of course, I'm coughing now. Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holster for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check them out, DeSantisHolster.com. I thought I'd be able to do this without having a cough drop or two, but that's all okay. Right now, there's a great many people that have really enjoyed the pandemic. Now, the vaccine existing, whether you take it or not, is victory over COVID-19, period. But some of the pandemic junkies just can't quit the lockdown lifestyle. Like Exhibit A, Vice President Kamala Harris and her husband were recently photographed exchanging a masked-up goodbye kiss outdoors, bathed in UV rays, and despite both of them being fully vaccinated. Now, we're now straying into the area of the ridiculous. Similar examples abound, like Biden masking up for a video conference. And the justifications for this behavior, they were setting an example or other people were around. This only makes matters worse. These displays are nonsensical as a public health measure. And insofar as these excesses encourage the skeptical belief that it is all a farce, instead of encouraging responsible mask wearing, they discourage it. There are a couple of things that have been pointed out about mask wearing, like the flu season was very much shortened due to masking. I thought about that for a minute, and I'm not a scientist, I'm not privy to the numbers and the things that they get, but that sort of makes sense, doesn't it? But this is all beside the point. These displays that we keep seeing, which are far beyond any science-based recommendation, also weaken the essential public health message encouraging people to get vaccinated. Now, stick with me on this, if you will. So, let's look at the vaccine the way we do gun ownership. Okay? Now, we as adults should be allowed to make certain decisions for ourselves. As a regular walking around free adult, free man in the 21st century of the United States today, I have decided to be a gun carrier. Thusly, I carry a gun. And when I do carry it, I'm not, you know, I have my permit. I've met all of their requirements that I have to have in order to carry the gun. And yet, I've taken the steps I need to take. And I don't worry about what anybody else thinks about me. Couldn't care less about what anybody thinks about me as a gun carrier. Because me being a gun carrier has solved an issue for me. Much in the same way getting the vaccine has solved an issue for me. I did not want to be a person that had no options in the event of an attack out on the street. So, I have started carrying a gun. That solves that issue. It is not a guarantee. I knew that when I started carrying the gun. It is far from a guarantee. There are no guarantees, and I also know that. So I'm sitting here quite happy in my my absolute beliefs, and I think to myself, I've done what I need to do. So, in much the same vein with the vaccine, I've already had COVID-19, so I have what they describe as natural immunity, which is the best immunity. But by the same token, they don't even, you know, while we've got all these yahoos in charge of everything right now, while we've got all these pointy heads, they keep coming up with all this other stuff. So I decided to take one of their sticking points away from them, and I got the vaccine. And I didn't die from it. I see lots of people talking about how many people died from the vaccine and everything else. Remember this about death. When there is no COVID, 8,000 of us will die daily prematurely. You can die trying to cross the street. You can die. There's so many different ways we can die. I've learned and I've freed myself up by doing this. I no longer concern myself with premature death. I presume it'll happen so fast I won't know what happened to me. So, I think you understand what I'm saying. Right now here in the United States, if you're an American adult, if you want to be vaccinated, you can be. And the vaccines are actually proving to be exceptionally effective. Coronavirus cases and deaths are dropping, and unlike previous dips, they probably will hopefully stay down this time. And yet some people still seem unwilling to accept that we're winning the fight against the virus. Which brings us to our next comparison between coronavirus and this. With coronavirus, we were told if we masked, separated, and vaccinated, we would beat this back. And yet, we're not doing that. With gun control, we keep getting told, if this law gets passed, that law gets passed, we'll be safe, this will make us safer, this will make us safer. And yet, they also say that we're not safe now. It's a gun violence epidemic. Even though gun violence is going down, even though violence, period, is going down, unless you live in a blue city enclave. So, this continued blue resistance to returning to normalcy is driven by those who have benefited from the abnormality of the last year, whether it's an online retailer to some, or an anti-anxious, anti-social neurotic to teachers who like never having to set foot in a classroom. But there's more than material self-interest at work here. For some people, overreaction to the virus has become an identity. At the Atlantic, they describe the mindset and practice of leftists who aren't quite ready to let go of the pandemic restrictions. This subset, diligence against COVID-19, remains an expression of political identity, even if that means overestimating the disease's risks or setting limits far more strict than what public health guidelines permit. And for these people, extremism in defense against COVID-19 is no vice, regardless of what scientific evidence shows to be necessary. They'll double mask outdoors after vaccination under the banner of sticking it to Trump. This is going way beyond the political motives. It is more akin to a spiritual identity. Like the Kamala Harris's mask kiss. This is an aesthetic display of asceticism to prove one's ritual purity, if you will. A public display of piety to the civic cult of taking the COVID-19 idea seriously. The very excess is meant to demonstrate zeal in the pursuit of virtue. Well, okay, whatever floats your boat. Some of us look at that, and we don't look at that and say, well, you're exhibiting great zeal to exhibit virtue. We look at it and we think it's just sort of stupid, standing out there in the UV rays in the open, kissing while masked, when vaccinated. It's just that's just like some horrible tragedy, isn't it? We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MacTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
In 2013, Core Essentials set out to redefine a man's belt. Blending innovation with superior material, the Core Essentials belt came into focus, highlighting a better fit, better styling, and increased function. Equally at home peeking out of a blazer or a plate carrier, the EDC gun belt answers every need of the modern gun carrier. Core Essentials. That's K-O-R-E, essentials.com.
What makes the best is that they're always getting better.
We know the global elites, the 1%, have hijacked and subverted the U.S. culture, economy, and government. The battle to take back America begins with the Rise USA, the Resurrection Tour. Thousands of patriots are on the march to Little Rock, Shreveport, and three stops in Texas, plus many other stops on the Arise USA Tour. 50 states, 84 stops, 111 days. The Arise USA Tour will unite the 99% of we the people that stand against the 1% globalist elites and their tyranny. The Arise USA Tour is free, with hundreds of speakers and freedom fighters, including Constitutional Sheriff Richard Mack, the Patriot Street Fighter Scott McKay, Human Rights Attorney Lee Dundas, and many more. For tour info and a list of speakers, go to AriseUSA.com. Join the thousands that have donated over $1 million to Arise USA Tour. To donate or for the tour stop nearest you, go to AriseUSA.com. That's AriseUSA.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Yes.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American-made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check them out. DeSantisHolster.com. Holster singular, by the way. Right now, something's going on in the halls of the Pentagon, and it bodes ill for America and our military future. Wokeness is crawling out of the shadows to neuter our fighting power. And this is a dangerous move because of the criteria likely to be used to identify extremists. These will not only further divide the military ranks, but it will also diminish our fighting readiness and make us the laughingstock of modern militaries, prominently including existential enemies in Russia and China. Evidently, Secretary of Defense Lloyd Austin's military-wide stand-down wasn't enough for the Biden leftists in the White House and Congress, along with the appointees now walking the Pentagon's E-ring. No, they are trending full rudder left like other federal agencies like the CIA. The aim is to make our bloated federal government more woke, a slang term meaning alert to so-called injustice in society and especially racism, regarding so-called extremists. Well, normally I would say, what a joke. Except this isn't a joke. I wish it was a joke. It is not a joke. Recently, our premier intelligence agency's recruiting arm posted on Twitter a 36-year-old Latina CIA officer who spouted her wokeness with words like intersectional and cisgender. The CIA officer confirmed her wokeness by stating, "I am a woman of color. I am a mom. I am a cisgender millennial who has been diagnosed with generalized anxiety disorder." Then she communicates that she is part of mainstream wokeness. "I did not sneak up into the CIA. I earned my way in, and I earned my way up the ranks." Translation, the agency embraces wokeness. That should scare you, that the military intelligence agency itself embraces wokeness. And the Pentagon is close behind. The Pentagon's job, the military's job, is to look at the enemy and then figure out what we can do within the enemy to destroy the enemy should the enemy get froggy. They're not supposed to be out there trying to determine how many of them are intersectional, for example. Now, the Pentagon, while they are close behind, one thing they failed to do was to define non-woke extremism. But the leftist media stepped up, volunteering that it means anyone belonging to a racist or violent ideological group, such as the Proud Boys or the QAnon movement. Which I've never... Has anybody out there actually ever met someone that belongs to QAnon? I have never met anyone that belongs to QAnon. I may have led a sheltered life. The Biden administration has plenty of congressional leftists and members of the administration at the ready to define non-woke extremism. Before Mr. Biden's swearing into the presidency, a group backed by the congressional Democrats recommended that the new administration take action against the non-woke. A 28-page document by Secular Democrats of America called on the president-elect to strip First Amendment rights from non-woke extremists like Christians who endorse traditional biblical positions on life, marriage, and education. The document, Restoring Constitutional Secularism and Patriotic Pluralism in the White House, called for educating the religious right on the need to keep their dogma to themselves. Further, it called for purging social conservatives from government by labeling them white nationalists and conspiracy theorists. Now, the administration has a stable of woke leaders like Vice President Kamala Harris, who showed her woke credentials last fall when she addressed the difference between equality and equity. She explained that equitable treatment means we all end up at the same place. However, equity only happens when the government uses its power to disadvantage one group over another in order to reach a desired predetermined outcome. Now, you can expect the Pentagon's extremist review due out this July to produce some woke-friendly restrictions that align with the CIA's and Harris's ideological leadership. And their message is clear. Fall in line with leftist woke ideology or leave. Now, the primary driver of wokeness in 2021 is critical race theory, a Marxist revolutionary concept that originated in the 1990s. And in CRT, race is substituted for class in Marx's economic dialectic to create a coalition of the dispossessed based solely on race. And unfortunately, that's spreading across the nation and now infects the Pentagon. It is camouflaged by euphemisms like equity and social justice. Trump eliminated it from government training, but Biden reintroduced it. Before Trump ended CRT's woke diversity training, numerous government agencies mandated participation, like the FBI, the Department of Homeland Security. You know, now the CRT is back in government. According to the Washington Post, the Pentagon is drilling down on mandated woke behavior for our troops. It is expected to publish regulations that prohibit service members from participating in extremist organizations by fundraising, attending rallies, and distributing literature. Further, it's expected to prohibit even passive membership, which includes possessing a group's literature. Now, what does this all really mean? Will the woke reviewers produce a list of prohibited groups for service members? It really comes down to who identifies the non-woke extremist groups. Some members of the Democratic Party and other Biden appointees will identify any group aligned with Trump as an extremist. But they're also aligned with groups like the Southern Poverty Law Center, which has a list of hate groups, which include many conservative and Christian organizations. By the way, none of this has anything to do with a true military mission, which is the scariest part. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. Like a piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith.
For over 25 years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The already hot real estate market is heating up even more. The price of a home in the United States rose for the 10th straight month in March. The S&P Core Logistic Case-Shiller National Home Price is now more than 13% higher than it was at the same time a month ago, last year. The cities seeing the biggest increases include Phoenix, San Diego, and Seattle. Veteran civil rights attorney Kristen Clark is headed to the Justice Department as Assistant Attorney General. Senate Minority Leader from Kentucky Mitch McConnell is accusing Clark of being on the far-left fringe of the political spectrum.
The American people will have an Assistant Attorney General who argued publicly just last year, quote, "We must invest less in police," end quote.
The Dow losing 81 points on Tuesday to close at 34,312. This is USA Radio News. The summer months are bringing a busy travel season. During a briefing at Reagan National Airport, Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas pointed out that COVID restrictions are still in place at airports. Mayorkas also advising passengers to be prepared and be patient ahead of the travel season. A Republican lawmaker receives a suspicious package at his house.
The FBI is investigating a suspicious package filled with white powder and bearing an image of threatening violence that arrived at Republican Senator Rand Paul's home in Kentucky Monday. The senator takes these threats seriously. In 2017, he was assaulted by his neighbor while doing yard work, breaking five of his ribs. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Senate Republican leader Mitch McConnell is referring to the commission to investigate the January 6th Capitol attack a purely political exercise. The Kentucky Republican saying Democrats want to keep debating issues of the past. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
To you live. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com. Source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check them out at DeSantisHolster.com. Now for the new White House tenants, because they're still new. Remember, they haven't been there this long. The events of January the 6th ushered in this opportunity to refresh the progressive narrative and raise public hackles against soldiers and cops. Throwing fuel on that Reichstag fire were approximately 50 arrested Capitol protesters with ties to the military and police. Most had been separated from government service for years or decades. Three were active Army reservists. Six were enlisted police officers who are now suspended or fired over their perceived horseplay. Our DOJ has been relentless in its efforts to bring the Capitol invaders to heel. Deeper and darker politically supercharged criminal and counterintelligence investigations have taken a second seat to include those involving surveillance by the Obama inner circle on the Trump campaign, the compromise of careless Senate Democrats by moles from the Chinese Communist Party, eyewitness and digital evidence of Biden family swindles, and the textbook definition of treason from an Obama Secretary of State who allegedly disclosed a close ally's military strategy to a Mideast terror regime. No, none of that stuff matters. We got to be going after these, after the insurrection. Now, for their part, the FBI has been quick to act upon the tens of thousands of leads from private citizens pouring over Capitol Police body cams and telephone and security videos as prima facie evidence to obtain hundreds of arrests and search warrants and indictments. Special agents from every field division in the country have been tasked to work on the case. Of those arrested, some have been imprisoned without bail. Others are awaiting some sort of a formal charge, and many will receive little more than misdemeanor trespassing complaints. This whole episode has become a new latter day of infamy for Democrats to blaspheme all of conservative faith and a tiresome reason to permanently ban the former president from all social media posts. Then, Inauguration Day was coming. House Speaker Pelosi put up the cement and steel ramparts, and the FBI conducted security checks on the 25,000 National Guard personnel assigned to security posts. A dozen, which is 0.5%, were sent packing, their reputations and careers sullied by politically inappropriate comments and texts or for behaviors that still haven't been explained. None had any confirmed ties to extremist groups. 4 months later, here we are. The Capitol's still a citadel, and January 6th remains the gift that keeps the Democrat media flax in print and Republicans diving for cover. The 9 active duty soldiers and cops arrested by the FBI have become the cause célèbre for Joe Biden to have misgivings over the remaining, 1.9 million underarms here and abroad. Newly minted Secretary of Defense Lloyd Austin, a retired Army 4-star, now on leave from the boardroom of defense contractor Raytheon, placed the entire U.S. military on a 60-day staggered stand-down, dropping its guard to hunt a ghostly phalanx of extremists and racists plotting within the whole rank and file that's out there. No such insurgent has raised his head across town at Department of Homeland Security. And even though that's happened, Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas has followed suit, launching a probe to reveal the internal menace, but offering no details on the purity test that would expose the revolutionists on their payroll right now. Evidence of a systemic insider threat at DHS or the Pentagon is woefully inadequate. But there are hallway anecdotes and loud acclamations by the ruling class that white supremacy is the most severe national security threat confronting the country. We know this to be true because of the teleprompter telling Joe Biden as much during his recent State of the Union address to Congress. Even as Al-Qaeda, giddy over a military withdrawal from Afghanistan, is promising a September 11th do-over here for us in America. Now, for the U.S. military, much of the insider threat has taken place overseas on foreign battlefields and involved the treachery of coalition forces. On the home front, given the millions enlisted and mixtures of races and ethnicities and cultures, the risk of green-on-green attacks has been not really something to be considered. Past attacks, behavior, and rhetoric often presage the violent action. At Fort Hood, Major Nidal Hassan, radicalized in full view of the FBI and fellow soldiers and threw up more red flags than a Beijing military parade. That embarrassment was promptly veiled as workplace violence during the early years of the Obama presidency. In late 2019, a Pearl Harbor sailor with a vocal hatred for his supervisors and forced to undergo anger management counseling was still in possession of his issued weapons when he shot and killed 2 civilian shipyard workers and wounded a sailor. 2 days later, a Saudi student pilot invited for flight training at the Pensacola Naval Base suddenly revealed his jihadist leanings, killing 3 airmen with a sidearm in an incident that smacked of terrorism. Now, against what apostasy the Beltway generals will now proceed after this declared war on domestic extremism by the Commander-in-Chief remains a mystery. Supremacism and extremism are Democrat wordsmithing at best, meant to frighten on its face and dropped in the woke vocabulary where you don't have to worry about an explanation or a qualification. Existing political activity regulations for soldiers and cops permits expression of a personal opinion on political candidates and issues short of an outright threat. Participation in political groups is governed by restrictions over activity, not membership. That's probably going to change. The DOD's Diversity and Inclusion Board has already recommended that service members be banned from membership in hate groups following guidance issued by the Southern Poverty Law Center. The Southern Poverty Law Center, they condemn the VFW and the American Legion for citing extreme hatred. So if the passage prologue, the scrubbing of conservative thought and opinion from social media platforms and the dogged capital investigation conducted in utter disregard of the significant property and lives lost 2 months, during months of unchecked rioting, offer more than a whiff of smoke that the coming Inquisition will fall hard upon the political right. This insider threat is now being pushed hard by the military, the DHS appointees, and we'll see. Now, the greatest concern among service members, and this would be my concern too, it is mine now, is just like with assault weapon, they don't make a definition of what is extremism. Pentagon spokesman admitted the numbers of insider extremists was small, something over zero, and suggested that they would keep looking until they found a problem. Which, by the way, is not their mission. Their mission is to get ready to kill the enemy. Always has been. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Join me, George Norrie, for Contact in the Desert Worldwide Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to the 28th. Contact in the Desert will be an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient alien civilizations, consciousness, AI, crop circles, and cutting-edge science. More than 130 presentations, 67 speakers, and 2 extra weeks to view our extraordinary lineup. Get your tickets today at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
I'm Ben Utek. I played high school, college, and pro football, helping my team win the 2006 championship. It was an amazing day, but it can't compare to the joy I feel every day with my loving wife and 3 beautiful daughters. My football career ended after I suffered my fifth concussion. Did you know that over a million athletes suffer a concussion each year? That includes boys and girls, every age, every type and level of sport. It isn't always clear that a player has had a concussion, so parents, athletes, and coaches need to learn about concussion signs and symptoms. The American Academy of Neurology recommends athletes thought to have a concussion be immediately removed from play and not returned until assessed by a healthcare professional trained in concussion. This isn't just about sports. It's about your brain. When in doubt, sit it out. Learn more at aan.com/concussion. That's aan.com/concussion. A message from the American Academy of Neurology.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
I'm on the firing line. Coming to you live, this is Lock 'em Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
DeSantis holster. Holster.com. One of the founding antithesis to principles of overbearing, autocratic, expansive government revolves around the concept of diversion while attempting to dissolve a right or codify a behavior combined with the brute force purity of repetition. This is how gun control is pushed. At least the Biden administration was not cryptic in threatening broad and strict gun control measures, sprinkled with specified obscure limitations, and sowing debilitating ideas threatening to propagate into legal precedent. Within the context of bureaucratic mathematics, multiplying nonsensical, visceral rhetoric and frequency, the higher the better or worse if one supports the Second Amendment, equates to an indoctrinated proportion of the population incapable of original thought and existing as merely a parrot of one word or one phrase slogans and wearing down the will of the Republic through thoughtless jabbering, which is, you know, the way they play their game. The Gun Control Manifesto, promoting the illogical slang of common sense gun control, fits Biden's narrative as deftly as a silver fox wizened skullcap, yet does not detract from the destructive policy contributions of Bloomberg, Giffords, and Shannon Squeaky Watts. If anything, this warped idea that penalizing law-abiding citizens for the sake of criminal justice reform and defunding law enforcement simply adds the variable of confusion to the aforementioned equation. I don't know who it's confusing. It's not confusing me. It's probably confusing them. But, it, you know, because the Democrats want to hinder the legal system and the subsequent chaos and destruction, the optimal environment, then now you have a perfect way to unleash ideological hell. Biden deserves credit as a master of detonating the thermonuclear dynamic warhead about traditional policy and thriving in the post-apocalyptic wasteland by lending a disingenuous hand once changes have been made and the future has been permanently altered. After nearly a half century in office, becoming quintessentially wealthy off of constituents, the perfected caginess and unrelenting will to author a legacy in stone of the career politician is why the demagogue is a legitimate threat to basic freedoms. His continued audacity to cede the right of self-defense with thundercats is only exacerbated from the inability of the mainstream press to barter objectivity for ratings and catering to a decrepit, ulterior motive of morphing the U.S. into Northern Europe, which I've been there and you don't want to go. The latest indiscretion of Biden and his minions are the muddling of ghost guns and 3D printed guns. Now, Second Amendment advocates can readily distinguish between the two entirely different concepts, but unfortunately a growing number of Americans believe they are one in the same. And the DOJ announced Friday that it would crack down on the manufacturing and distribution of homemade ghost guns, a completely ridiculous, unsustainable, and unenforceable directive. Lawmakers chose to include 3D printed guns within the proposed legislation, a point that the media outlets are sure to highlight. Now, ghost guns, or homemade guns, is what most people call them, have been around for decades. 3D printing is experimental in many cases, including the digital plans of Defense Distributed being tried and tested as the company's founder released blueprints online for the world's first fully printed 3D pistol in 2013. Cody Wilson's open source CAD drawings of the Liberator immediately caught the attention of the Obama DOJ, which demanded that he remove the documents from the internet, sparking a series of lawsuits facilitated by the Second Amendment Foundation, arguing that the first two amendments were being violated. Now, that was a while back. Fast forward 8 years later, and Cody Wilson ended up prevailing. The DOJ was forced to settle, and the plans once again went live. A costly injunction by 22 state attorney generals was vacated by a Ninth Circuit judge. However, with the Biden administration tarnishing the legacy and tradition of the Oval Office, that kind of subversion is continuously being employed to intermix ghost guns and 3D printed guns into an unrecognizable mess of propaganda as long as federal anti-firearms measures become law. Now, the authors of the proposed legislation to force commercial gun manufacturers into branding frames and receivers with serial numbers have also included similar stipulations on 3D printed guns, even though the marketplace for parts is years from becoming viable technologically and financially. But they don't care about that because they rely on scare tactics to gain support. And one of the viral narratives based on the mistruths currently circulating throughout the various social media platforms is the myth that a curious teenager can download some tech specs, hit Control plus P, and Viola, the 12-year-old, is instantly armed. There's a few other things that go into that. Under these arduous and tedious conditions, we Second Amendment advocates have to play damage control in debunking the falsehoods and explain to the members of their community that, in fact, no, manufacturing working 3D printed parts takes hundreds of hours of training and is very expensive and highly specific, and it takes specialized equipment. The Biden DOJ added another restriction to its proposal. Gun retailers would be required to conduct background checks on individuals attempting to purchase firearm kits. The onslaught to consumers and the entire firearms industry seems never ending as the hits just keep emanating from the White House. While Biden continues to convolute and pervert fact under the guise of ambiguity and emotion, the engine of bureaucracy drones on. And within the confines of the disturbing reality represented by a rogue self-driving vehicle, the pending collision with legal challenges wasting billions of taxpayer dollars is looked at with the indifference to a child crushing an ant at the family picnic. Unfortunately, to the current administration, the irony is lost within their own hierarchical hive mind of the EU social brainwashing that's taking place. We are, they're trying to burn away little planks on the bridges that we walk across. They're trying to paint us slowly into a corner where there will be no escape, or so they think. And, we're in the fifth month of 2021. We have the 2022 election coming up. We can, of course, slow a few things down with that. That's fine as long as we remember once we slow it down that we need to take control of everything again and this time solidify the right. And we need to do that with extreme enthusiasm. I'll be back in 21 hours between now and then. Remember this, it has never been about gun control, not once, not ever. It has been, and it's always going to be, about total control. This has been Lock and Load. What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.